Well, a good morning. Now, can you tell me, what was the weather like on Friday? Well, Timothy.
Wet.
Wet, indeed. Can we elaborate a little more? Stanley?
There was lots of rain.
There was lots of rain. Okay, working me hard here. How long did the rain last, Charlotte?
It was all kind of day.
It was all the day. And there was a statistic, at least in the morning they said, and I wouldn't dispute it. Stanley?
A month's rain in one day.
A month's rain in one day, and I certainly wouldn't dispute it. Heavy rain, drizzle, back to heavy rain, back to drizzle. And so in different parts of the country, not here in Crich at least, what was the problem? What was happening, Molly?
Flooding.
Various places, flooding. Timothy, you got more to say? No.
Coffees on the lawn were cancelled.
Well, indeed. If anybody was having coffee on the lawn, I think they would have thought twice about that. Now, this also caused us some trouble here at home. And I was talking to Charlotte, looking out the window at the front garden. When? Well, can somebody tell me what I saw? Go on then, Charlotte.
When you saw the rain, you thought there's
going to
be no triathlon.
There's going to be no triathlon. Well, that was a fact. And also, Timothy?
The giant clematis fell down.
The giant clematis came down. All of a sudden, I saw this sort of dark shadow, and there was the clematis coming down. So I've been having to sort that out a little bit there. This climbing plant that goes up and flowers, it hasn't really done much at all this year. It hasn't liked the weather, I think. So there it was. Down it came. And so I had to investigate that a little further, and sure enough, it was very wet and quite heavy there. I haven't been able to get up to trim it there with the bad weather we've had. It got very heavy. But something else I discovered, because this week, what else do we have up on the roof? Well, this is a family matter here, so anyway, Timothy, yep?
A new TV aerial.
A new TV aerial. And some of the leads and everything that went with the old TV aerial were severed and broken. And this TV aerial and all its leads used to go through where the clematis went up. And I discovered something. What do you think I discovered? What was the clematis holding on to, effectively, Molly?
The TV wires.
The TV wires. And so when the TV wires were dislodged and moved around and severed and all kinds of things happened to them, what was the clematis holding on to? Timothy?
Nothing.
Nothing. It was just free standing. And he'd gone up a fair way and, you know, it was holding on to different things. And the man very helpfully, where the clematis had kind of gone up onto the roof, took it away from that. And so, with the heavy rain and the fact it was quite dense foliage, but now that it had lost its anchorage, when all of that rain came upon it, nothing to hold it. Down it came with a great crash. So, there's a lesson. There's a lesson. What are we holding on to today? That poor clematis in the end was holding on to fresh air, and that was never going to help when it got heavy with that rain. It was going to come down. What are we holding on to today? Do we think, well, grown up in a Christian family, so that will sort me out, that will do me nicely, I'm holding on to that. Well, is that enough to hold on to? Is that enough to hold on to, do you think? No. That's not going to do the work for you there. That will collapse. You've got nothing secure to hold on to there. Or this. Well, I used to go to church quite a lot. I come, I do this, I listen as carefully as I can. Is that going to be enough to hold on to? No, you can answer no to that as well. That isn't enough to be holding on to. That won't secure your life there for time and eternity. No. Or little religion besides that, few exercises in the kind of Christian faith. Is that going to be enough to hold on to? Especially when the storms come. Will that do the work for you? No, that won't work either. So what do you need to be holding on to? What will be enough? So when the rain comes, or when something tries to dislodge you, or so you're not hanging on here, that you'll still be able to say, I am hanging on here. What? What's enough? What in all, for all Christians, is enough? Well, Who? Stanley?
God.
God. And in particular, who has he given to us?
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. If you're holding on to him, whatever comes, the storms of life, somebody trying to sort of undo your moorings and cut your way, he will hold you fast. Whatever. And you can go through all kinds of storms as well. What are some of the storms that the Christian can go through? Apart from the weather. What other kinds of things? Stanley?
Backsliding.
Backsliding. Sometimes it might be that you've drifted a bit, but you come back to Christ because you're still actually somewhere you've got hold of him. What else? What other trials are there? Molly?
Bad influences.
Bad influences. All the temptations that come, but you're still holding on. What else?
Doubt.
Doubts. Doubts that come. Who's master at sending doubts to us? Who loves to send us doubts, Charlotte?
The devil.
The devil. So when he puts doubts in us to try to push us away, make you not have your handle on things, and try to shake you, no, you're holding on. Or in a sense, how can we put it better? We could say this, couldn't we? Christ is holding on to you. What else? What else, Charlotte?
Your friends or other people might come and take you.
Yeah, the people trying to say, come away, come on, stop all of this, this isn't going anywhere, we're having great fun over, you come with us. Ill health, all of these kinds of things try to make us lose our hold, but no, Christ has got his hold on us, we've got our hold on him, send the storms, whatever kind we might. Christ. And our security in him remains firm. So, the clematis, I'm afraid, it's going to have to start growing up again if the shock of the fall hasn't completely been fatal to it. We'll have to wait and see over the years ahead. But for the Christian, we'd be still standing in those storms because we're holding on to Christ. And Christ is holding on to us. So, let's sing something appropriate to that. 489. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life?